This is 5 Minute Friday!
Thomas Jefferson said, "If the body be feeble, the mind will not be strong." I am super pumped you guys are here for this special episode with Dr. Mark Hyman. For those that don't know him, he is the director of the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine, the Pritzker Foundation Chair in Functional Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic, chairman of the Institute for Functional Medicine, and founder of the Ultra Wellness Center. He's also the number one best-selling author of 12 books and just came out with a new one called Eat Fat, Get Thin.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
So if someone is listening and they're on some type of medication or they're just feeling like constantly sick, you know, something's constantly happening to them, what do you think is, because there's so much information online that it's scary.
It's scary, right.
You know, well, here's what I would say. Stuff, just like looking up anything and Googling it and seeing all the nasty photos and just like, what is an approach that someone should take if they have some challenge that's constantly happening in their health? Should they first analyze the food they're intaking and do like an analysis? Do you have like a process?
Absolutely. It's a great question, Lewis. So, you know, what I am is a doctor. And what I do is see patients in my office. That's my main job. Yes, I've written a dozen books. Yes, I do a lot of stuff, but that's my main job.
Yeah.
And so I've learned over 30 years of doing this how to create sustainable, practical programs to help people get from sick to well very quickly. And what I've done, because not everybody can come see me, and there aren't that many of us out there yet.
You only have so many hours in the day.
And there's not that many functional medicine. So I've written books and programs to help people operationalize this in their own life. So Eat Fat, Get Thin. And I, look, I'm, you know, I could say, you know, do my program, but I'm not, I don't really care what program you do. As long as it's based on the basic principles. And there are a lot of my colleagues who are writing great books about this. It's all, it's all the same information because it's all the same science. And if you're telling the truth, it's
research,
there's only one story here, the truth, right? And so this Eat Fat, Get Thin is a great program that I put together to make people have, you know, no friction. It's easy. It's very straightforward.
It's 21 days,
21
right?
days, practical, goof-proof. And it tells you what to eat. And when you get to the end of that, you'll see how you feel. Because most people in 21 days will change their habits, but they'll also allow their body to reset. It's like putting your body back to its original factory settings, right? Mm. And then if something's left over, then you know, gee, maybe I need to go deeper. Like if you still don't feel great, maybe you have Lyme disease. Maybe you have heavy metal poisoning. Maybe your thyroid's not working. Maybe you have a parasite. Maybe, you know, like you could be eating the perfect diet but still feel bad.
Do the 21 days first.
Yeah, but most 80% of the time,
you're going to cure yourself.
Yeah, 80%. I mean, 80% of the time, this works for people. And then the 20% who have to get extra help, they need to come see somebody.
And the body's pretty incredible in how it can heal itself very quickly once you change habits, right?
Unbelievable. We did the survey of 1,000 people who did this. I mean, they lost weight, yes, and they lost inches, yes, and that's all impressive. And their blood sugar dropped 20 points and their blood pressure 10 points. But the thing that really matters to me is I have everybody fill out what I call the FLC quiz. You know what that is? That's when you feel like crap.
Okay.
So it's a quiz. Do you have your bloating? Do you have asthma? Do you have headaches? Can you sleep? Like joint pain, muscle pain? What's your mood? Are you depressed? Like, so you fill out this whole score and 0 to 4 for every symptom. Mm-hmm. and you get a score. They do one before and after. And the before and after score, there was a 69% reduction in all symptoms from all diseases.
Whoa.
Because you don't have to treat everything individually. If you put in the right information, the body knows what to do.
Wow.
Right? So the information in food is so powerful that if you figure out what to eat, you don't have to worry about how much. You don't have to count fat, grams, carbs, calories, nothing. I don't do that. I don't.
Sure.
Right? If you're off by 100 calories a day, you're going to gain like 50 pounds in 30 years. Right? You can't do it by willpower. Mm-hmm. You have to use science. And low glycemic food, like low sugar food, is really powerful. It's magical. Right. The thing that I think is driving so many of our economic and social ills is our food system. To kind of list what are the policies that would really radically change things, not just in America, but around the world, if we became the beacon for this. And I met with the Surgeon General a couple of days ago, and he asked me to come to Washington to help change and shape this policy. So the things that matter are, you know, ending food subsidy, ending agricultural subsidies for commodity products like corn, soy, and wheat that go into all our processed industrial food, subsidizing fruits and vegetables and things that actually promote health.
Yeah.
Ending food marketing to kids. We market junk food to kids. I think we're one of only 50 countries that one of the only countries that doesn't do this. 50 countries control food marketing to kids.
Really?
Regulate. Yeah. Us in Syria, no, are the only ones.
Oh my gosh.
And all use of antibiotics in animal feed except in animal husbandry, except for treatment of disease. Mm. Full stop. I would have clear food labeling so that people know what they're eating. Is it good for you? Green. Is it maybe a little tricky? Well, eat with caution. Yellow. Is it bad for you? It might kill you. Red. Simple.
Like when you have cigarettes now, this will cause cancer. This will kill you.
And this is controversial, but I would put a tax on junk food and soda, which has been proven to work and reduce consumption. This was just done in Mexico. It was super effective. Done in Berkeley. First place in America. Very effective.
Interesting.
It's like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Tax cigarettes. You know, if a Coke was actually $10, I would actually make things cost what they really cost. The only reason a McDonald's meal is so cheap is because the government pays for it and subsidizes it.
Really?
I met with the vice chair of Pepsi. He said, why are you using high fructose corn syrup in your soda? He says, because, Mark, the government makes it so cheap for us by subsidizing agriculture and the growing of corn that's turned into high fructose corn syrup. That's why we're using it. It's good business. I wouldn't use it if the government didn't make it so cheap. So I would end subsidies. I would end any food that wasn't promoting health in any federally funded program. Food stamps. You can buy $4 billion now of food stamps are spent on soda for the poor. $4 billion. Oh. It's the biggest single amount of item that's bought.
Yeah, soda.
Yeah. You can buy a 2-liter bottle of soda, but you can't buy a rotisserie chicken. You can't buy with food stamps online because of some stupid regulation. We're trying to change that. I would implement a whole series of policies like this. I would also make sure that we really promote science and nutrition in school. So kids know very early on what's going on. There should be no food that doesn't promote health in schools. We know that there's clear evidence that kids who are fed poor foods, and I'm not talking about like school lunches that are quote healthy, right? I mean, pizza is considered a vegetable.
Pizza, yeah.
Right? Pizza is a vegetable. According to Congress, pizza is a vegetable.
Oh my gosh. That's all I ate every day.
Yeah. And so we need clear policies that we could change all this in America. And I think people are ready for it. People want it. People know the issue is here in the kinds of industrial agriculture we're doing that are actually promoting degradation of the environment. And we need to label GMOs because the centralization of seed production has caused huge problems. Glyphosate is now Roundup is used on soybeans. 98% of soybeans are Monsanto soybeans. Mm-hmm.
98%?
I think it's something like 98% of world.
Oh my gosh.
So the centralization of seed production, and that made, you know, even if you debate GMOs are good or bad, they're using all this pesticides and herbicides because of these that are actually now getting into the water. Now we know that glyphosate now, according to the World Health Organization and an International Board of Scientists, is a cancer-causing agent, which is, and I'm excited because in my practice, I'm going to start doing glyphosate testing for like seed people because people don't know what they're consuming. So I would do a series of things that would really, if I had all the money in the world to really change this.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.